This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. The Department of Homeland Security is moving to end a long-standing federal court agreement that limits how long immigrant children can be kept in detention. As AP's Ben Thomas reports, it's a move that's almost certain to trigger a new court fight.
Homeland Security says the new rules do reflect the court's Flores Agreement, which requires the government to keep children in the least restrictive setting and to release them as quickly as possible. But Acting Secretary Kevin McAleenan says they would allow the government to hold families longer than 20 days.
There's no intent to hold families for a long period of time. In fact, we have the prior experience that shows we were able to average under 50 days.
McAleenan argues the 20-day limit has created a loophole.
The new rule will protect children by reducing incentives for adults, including human smugglers, to exploit minors in the dangerous journey to our borders.
Immigrant advocates are decrying the move, saying it allows indefinite detention that would traumatize immigrant children. Ben Thomas, Washington.
President Donald Trump said on Wednesday that he did not appreciate how Denmark rejected his idea of buying Greenland, so he canceled a visit to Copenhagen. AP's Sagar Meghani has more.
Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen had called the idea absurd.
I thought it was a very not nice way of saying something.
And nasty and inappropriate.
You don't talk to the United States that way. At least unto me.
His tweet canceling next month's visit blindsided the Danish royal palace. Frederiksen says she's surprised and disappointed.
I've been looking forward to the visit. Our preparations were well underway.
And says the U.S. remains one of her nation's closest allies. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, be sure to log on to our website. That's voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News.